Nathan DeYoung here with Kristen Smith, National Central Region Vice President. Kristen, can you go through what has your year been like?
I could give you a whole bunch of numbers to try and quantify that experience with, 34 different states and over 100,000 miles, 99 airplanes. That doesn't even come close to the experience that I've had working with students and digging into what our organization does with our donors and individual sponsors so we can really get our arms around what premier leadership, personal growth, and career success looks like in real life.
What's been the biggest lesson you've learned this entire year?
Definitely a lot of personal growth intrinsically for me around my faith and trusting in those little things, but also a great boost of encouragement I've gotten from watching our students. And they're not just talking about being the future of agriculture anymore. They're actually going out and doing it. And that's been neat to experience them coming to life in their little individual passions and the things that they love to do and watching them make those differences, even if it's just that first step as they walk through what their career in the agriculture industry is going to look like.
What's the biggest challenge you see facing FFA members today?
That's a great question. I think a lot of times when we think about FFA, we have a specific stereotype that we cast onto it, and that's something that we're constantly battling as an organization to encourage students to break that stereotype down, whether that's gender, race, what kind of background you come from, are you rural or are you non, and just having students understand that we have a home for everyone in this organization and there's not a restricting factor or a limiting factor that'll keep someone from flourishing. The only limiting factor is ourselves, and I think that's the greatest challenge we'll face as we move forward and continue to be in more schools in more diverse places, is encouraging students of all different backgrounds to come into our organization, really plug in and get involved.
So convention comes to an end, you retire from your office, what's next?
I'll head back to Colorado State University. I'll be a junior there studying agricultural business and animal science. So I'll dive back into school. I'm excited to become more involved with my home association with Colorado FFA, get back into my organizations and clubs at school, and continue doing the things I've been telling students to do all year, which is being passionate about agriculture and planting your life there.
You talk about that passion for agriculture. What's the biggest piece of advice you could give a potential FFA member?
We grew up showing horses and rodeoing, and when we would get in the pickup, my dad always used to ask us, like, girls, are you hungry? And my sister and I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. Most like in the morning, it's usually like hungry for a donut, but that wasn't what he was asking us. By the end of the day, that question became, girls, are you hungry? And the answer was a hard yes, because we'd either experience, a great loss or maybe a wonderful win. And in that moment, we realized that hunger for success and that desire to continue to dig in and learn more and do more and be more. So I just encourage students to find that thing that is what you're hungry for and dig into that, keep going and going and digging until you find that success that you're searching for.
Perfect. Here at the 88th National FFA Convention, Nathan DeYoung here with Kristen Smith, National Central Region Vice President.